For an update on Dennis, we're joined now by NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. John, what's the latest on the strength and location of the storm?
Well, right now, Dennis is about 150 miles south of Pensacola, Florida. It's still a Category 4 storm. And as you said, it has maximum winds of about 145 miles an hour. Meteorologists here at the National Hurricane Center are saying that makes an extremely dangerous storm. And the bad news is that Dennis has been gathering strength. It lost a little force yesterday as it passed over Cuba, but now it's over the warm waters of the Gulf, and hurricanes feed on the warm water.
So what are forecasters saying about the path they expect Dennis to take?
Well, it's headed for the coast, not far from Mobile, Alabama, actually. It's headed right for Mobile Bay. And it will probably hit late this afternoon sometime. Forecasters here are saying that it could hit at 5 or 6 p.m. East Coast time. And that's if it keeps moving north at about the same speed that it has been. It's still too soon to say, though, because hurricanes tend to wobble a little bit as they travel, and they also can speed up and slow down. And that's what Dennis has been doing. Also, it's worth noting that Dennis is a fairly compact storm. That means that although it's bringing really dangerous winds and rain, it probably won't cut a terribly wide swath along the coast when it does hit. Actually, Dennis looks a little bit like Charley, which was a storm that hit the west coast of Florida last year, and it damaged a relatively small part of the coast, but where there was damage, it was really severe.
NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center. Thanks, John.
Thank you.